fall of 1985, I had no opinion about UFOs or alien abductions or anything like that then. I probably would have scoffed, actually, if anyone said they'd been abducted by aliens.
And welcome to another episode of Alien Strand Podcast. I'm your host, Donald Ledesma. And today we're going to talk about a story based on a true life event called Communion. So it was written by the guy that experienced it. So it's his name is Whitley Strieber. Check that out. Download it if you can. Watch the movie. They made a movie about it. I believe it was in 1987 when that movie came out, or 89. Not too sure on that, but so I'm going to give you a few different classifications of a UFO abduction before we start this story. I don't know if you guys knew this or didn't. So I'm going to give you all the classifications. There's five of them. So the first kind, it's when you see a UFO within about 50 feet. It's called a CE1. So then we have the second kind, which is a CE2. It leaves a form of evidence behind, like a crop circle thing, a little bit of radiation on the ground, maybe glass or material. So then we have the third classification, which is a CE3. It's an actual visible sighting of an alien or an entity. And then we have the fourth kind, which is a CE4, which is an actual alien abduction. And then we have, last but not least, the fifth kind, which is a CE5, which is direct contact with an alien or its race. And, you know, they made these rules, you know, in the UFO community, so that way people can understand the classifications of each one. So, you know, they even made a law against contacting aliens. And this was implemented in, like, 1969. It's Title 14, Section 1211 of the Code of Federal Regulations. It was implemented on July 16, 1969. And it makes it illegal for any U.S. citizen to make any contact with extraterrestrials or their vehicles. So, and the reason they did that is because in 1969... there was the Apollo 11 that was going to go to the moon. So the government decided to make a law against it. So that way, if they did find anything like that, they wouldn't make any contact because of biological contamination or its pathogens. So, and it kind of makes sense. They didn't want to bring that back to Earth if they did make contact. So we're going to get into the story. And when you hear this, I want you to just keep an open mind about it, okay? So if you don't believe, or you do believe in UFOs or extraterrestrials, this will kind of help understand what happened to this gentleman. So it pretty much took place in Kingston, New York, on December 26, 1985. And of course, his name is Whitley Strieber. He had a family, his wife, his youngest little boy, and it was Christmas. So, so that night they had a nice Christmas dinner. They were eating there in the cabin. This cabin was in an isolated area over there in Kingston, New York. Okay, so it had about it was pretty much surrounded by trees, woods, heavy wooded area. It was kind of centered around 15,000 acres. So 15,000 acres, that's a pretty big area. Back then, we didn't have Google Maps and everything like that. So it was pretty much off-grid, which means there was nothing out there. Just him and his cabin, his family. I'm sure there was a few out there, but everything was just so isolated. So that night, they were enjoying a nice Christmas dinner with the family. And, you know, the evening pursued. And they decided to, you know, it was time to go to bed. It was late already. So everybody went to bed. And he states that every night he would just, you know, it's habit. Everybody has his habit. Check your doors. So he was always checking all the windows, locking all the doors, locking everything. And he said he'd even do it twice. So he would go back to, you know, he'd lay down and maybe he forgot. He'd go back down and you know, check all the locks on the doors and windows. He even installed an alarm system in the house. Back then it was Radio Shack, so he said he had just put a brand new alarm system in the house. So that night they were asleep. Everybody was asleep. It was late at night. It was probably about 2 o'clock in the morning, I believe, when this incident happened. He said he was kind of... He woke up to like a sound, like a whooshing sound. So he sat up out of bed. He looked around. You know, went downstairs to go check everything, and he was hearing like voices, but he didn't know where it was coming from. He just said it sounded kind of like voices. It was kind of like a weird sound. So when he went back to his room, went lay down back next to his wife, he tried to go back to bed, but he felt like there was something was there in the house or in the room. So he indicates that he lay down and he sat up again because he heard it again. At this time, what he did, he saw an actual, he said it was an ugly looking, round, big eyes, kind of staring at him. And then he was like paralyzed, so he couldn't feel anything. So they had him like, he laid back down and he was paralyzed. He couldn't move. But this whole time, his wife didn't hear nothing or see nothing. So he says that it lifted him up. And before you know it, he blacked out. So when he woke up again out of this paralyzed state, he was still in. He felt himself rising up like an elevator. Just going straight up. And he said he could feel the trees brushing up against him when he was going up. And then all of a sudden, he says he caught himself like laying there on a table. And he said that these alien beings, whatever they were really awful to look at. And he was terrified, like extremely terrified. And all these things that I'm telling you right now, what he told everybody, it's even in the book. It all came out through those that regression, through a hypnotherapy. So he was able to pull those memories out, and this is how I'm giving you this information. So he said he was laying there, and they got like a big metal needle, and put it against his skull and pushed it in. But he said he was thinking to himself, "You're going to ruin my mind. Why are you doing this to me?" And at the same time, he was like screaming, but he could hear a voice speaking to him like, "How do we make you to stop screaming in terror?" And at this, you know, these things are doing these tests on him. He says he could barely see him, but it was like a haze. He could make out their faces, round, oval, small mouth, big, huge eyes, two small slits for a nose. And they were wearing like it was like two species in the same ship. So apparently he was in a ship. And he just didn't know what was going on. Like you heard in the beginning of this podcast, he didn't even believe in aliens or anything like that. So by the time you know it, they did all these tests on him, and you know they even probed him, and that's when you hear that joke about the probing and stuff. This is where it came from. This is where the story came from. Nobody knew about that till he said something. He's very serious about this. So when he woke up on the ground in the snow. And he was like woke up on a big old circle, so he didn't know what was going on. So he was like very traumatized. And when these things started coming to him over and over and over, and they were doing these tests on him. They kept on doing this to him. Only him, not his wife or his son or anybody. So that's how. He just couldn't get these doubts out of his mind. It was just driving him nuts. And he told his wife, you know, what was... So she said, you know what? Let's just go see a therapist. So when he said, you know what? I need to go to the doctor first. Because he would wake up, like, bleeding from the side of his head or his ear from a couple of these experiences. So when he went to the doctor, he told the doctor, look, I think I was taken by, you know, aliens. And the doctor just laughed at him and said, don't tell me they're about the little green man and stuff like that. You know, the doctor was laughing about it. But on a serious note, the doctor stopped and looked at him and said, Mr. Strieber, it does look like you've been raped. So from that point on, he had this thought in his mind, like, you know, he was traumatized. He didn't know what was happening. So he went and got, he went home, and then he remembered that his brother bought him a book about aliens, about UFOs, because when he was a kid, he got into it, stuff like that, but he said he kind of left it alone. But, you know, now he's a grown adult. So, when he kind of started researching what was happening, he found out that there was a lot of UFO activity in that area where he lived. Because he lived somewhere close, he said it was about 30 miles from the Hudson River. The book that his brother gave him was called Science of UFOs. And he just couldn't get these things out of his mind. So he had to... He just went out and saw a therapist. He says, you know what? I gotta find out what happened, because at this time he didn't know. He would just get small flashes in his mind of what happened to him. So when he goes to this therapist, you know, she does the hypnosis on him and decides to do regression therapy. By the way, regression therapy does work. Back then, they didn't think that. They thought that it was all bull crap. It didn't work. But regression therapy does work on a lot of people. It brings back memories, things that are hidden back there that we don't remember. And so he did this. They even recorded a lot of these sessions. So if you go look for him, look for his website, you'll find these tapes of his regression therapy. I think you got to be a subscriber, though. Anyway, getting back to this, so after the therapist finished with him, she said, hey, I think you were abducted by aliens, and I know these people, this group that you can go to, and to help you through this. So he goes and, you know, goes through these therapy groups, and everybody talks about it, you know, and he just couldn't believe it. He just thought it was... maybe something was playing tricks on his mind or something like that. But no. What he experienced was a lot of things that everybody else in that group were experiencing. The same exact things to the detail. And when they did that therapy on him, on one session, he remembers that these beings showed him like his son being kidnapped. And he was like so scared, because his son was a little boy at the time. They were showing him visions of his son being kidnapped. They showed him a vision of his dad dying on a couch. And actually, his dad did die, but prior to this, way before this, his dad died of a heart attack. And he loved his father very much, and he didn't want to see that, you know, and it hurt him. And these things showed him like apocalyptic events, like the end of the world blowing up and things like that. So it's just, you know, you have to think about, I have an episode on a Portugal incident. I think it's episode 3. Might want to check that out. But I talk about this, how the aliens kind of put these thoughts in your mind of catastrophe and, you know, just end of the world. And this is what happened to him. So he decided to write a book about it. And, you know, find the book, catch it. Catch the book on this. There's even a movie with Christopher Walken comes out in it. It's an old movie, so if you do watch it, just keep in mind that it was 1987 or 89 when this was filmed. But I just want you guys to keep an open mind on this subject. And I'm glad you guys stuck around. His name is Whitley Strieber. Check him out. And I just want you to just kind of think about what happened to him and just keep an open mind. Again, thank you for listening to my podcast today. You can catch me on Alien Strand on Facebook, on Tumblr, and on Twitter. Throw me a shout out. We hear it. Hope you guys have a good day, a good afternoon, and a good night.
Greetings, Earthlings. This is Alien Adam. You're listening to the Alien Strand Podcast with Donald Ledesma. You can catch me on my YouTube channel, Alien Adam. That's A-L-I-E-N-A-D-A-M. All one word with no spaces. We'll see you there.